Hello, everyone, Hour of Healing listeners out there or fans. How are you all doing? How has your week been? I pray by the grace of God, you are as well as we are, strong as we are, you know. We're making lemonades with lemons that life has given us. So today's topic is going to be a continuation of a series that we started last week. As you all know, we have started the Dynamics of Wealth series. Today, we're going to really focus on types of wealth, right? I'm here with Dr. Joe. I am your host, Candace. So, Dr. Joe, how have you been?
Hi, Candace. I've been very well by God's grace. Just a few travels and things like that, but I'm doing very well. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. We thank God. And so today's, you know, I just don't want to waste time or like to waste time. Today's main topic is types of wealth, right? And I know we've talked about a wealthy place. Was it last 2 weeks-ish that we talked about that? If you missed it, you can go back and search for it and listen to it, because it's like a build up, right? So if you miss one thing, you still understand what you are listening to, but you'll miss some details that will really help you to really get the full benefit of where we are trying to, you know, take you with us. So types of wealth, Dr. Joe, what is this about? What are we talking about when we speak about types of wealth? Because as far as we know, wealth is wealth, right? So where are we getting at here with this so that we can all be on the same page?
Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Candace, for that question. And, you know, it's actually interesting that you say wealth is wealth, because that is, to me, I think that is the notion out there, that wealth is wealth. But as I said about 2 weeks ago, whenever we hear people talk about wealth, most of the time we are talking about financial wealth. We are talking about money. But money is not the only type of wealth. And so today we will actually be diving into the various types of wealth and how these areas of wealth are attacked. And if God permits, I will share a few secrets as to why those areas of wealth are attacked by those various agencies. But before we even get into the types of wealth, Sister Candace, I want to kind of give a brief summary of where we have been so that our audience will understand why we are here at this point. So we started this series of conversation really talking about the dynamics of wealth. And remember, in the first recording or episode of Dynamics of Wealth, one of the main things we try to explain or help audience understand is that no matter what wealth you attain, wealth is dynamic in the sense that it has the potential to change you. And so there are things that before wealth comes, you must do so that you are not changed for the worst when wealth comes. And then that led us into, as Sister Candace shared with us, a wealthy place. And we learned in a wealthy place two main things. That one, earth, this place that you and I are right now, is the only place where we can attain all the levels of wealth. And then the second main thing that we learned from a wealthy place, my dear audience, remember, was that our ability or our manifesting of God's kingdom or God's plans for our lives is what brings us into this wealth that we all want. And so with that, we talked about the channels of wealth, and we saw about three main channels through which wealth can come. And so we said that in our fourth recording, which will be, God willing, next week, we will look at how to be wealthy. Because now that you know the channels, what is it then that you ought to do to attain the wealth? But the truth is, Sister Candace, we have to know the various types of wealth before we can even engage how to be wealthy. Because if you know how to be wealthy, but you don't know really the type of wealth that you are going for, then your pursuit might not be successful. And so that really is what has gotten us to this subtopic today, the types of wealth. And I truly believe that you and I will be blessed by what we learn today as God gives us grace.
Well, well, I really can't wait for us to dive into these types of work, because it's really now there is a connection between the main topic, which is the dynamics of wealth. And, you know, as we know of anything that is dynamic, evolves, it has right. aspects to it, right? So it's very powerful what we are about to talk about today. And, you know, I really want listeners to really pay attention, because, you know, sometimes, like, I think, was it last time when we spoke about, was it a wealthy place or one of them, or the main topic itself? When we think about wealth, we become stagnant in an area of wealth, right? But if we can understand these types and, you know, connect it to the dynamic aspect of the wealth that is given us, we will know to really tap into other aspects of our lives that we can attain wealth. I feel like it's going to be powerful today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's define or let's list types of wealth. Types of wealth, what is it? When we speak about that, what are we talking about? What are we inferring?
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Candace. And yes, for the sake of time, we'll be diving right in. But as usual, this is Hour of Healing. And so I don't want us to dive into things that has the potential to create confusion. And what do I mean by this? Sister Candace, for us to understand the types of wealth, there are two major things we need to understand. One is that we need to understand the difference between our career, or what we normally call work, and our calling. We usually interchange them, but truly they are not the same. You know, because in ideal circumstance, let me define them for you, that your career really has to do with your professional path, focused on your personal advancement and your financial gain. That is your career. Every career is tied in to financial gain, but through a professional means. Now, when we talk about calling, Sister Candace, on the other hand, has to do with mostly your mission in life and what internally drives you. And so in most instances, when we talk about calling, we say that they are God's giftings to us. And this is very important, because it leads us to the second thing that I want to share. You realize then that your career is the job that you are paid to do.
Okay.
But your calling is what you are born to do.
Okay.
That you can be doing what is giving you a lot of money, but yet still, it will not be what you are born to do. And that is really where this satisfaction comes in. Okay. Because let me go ahead and tell our audience a secret. Your prosperity in life, or your wealth in life, remember, wealth and riches is not the same. Your wealth or prosperity in life is tied to your gifting, not your job or your career.
So it's tied to your calling.
Yes. So for you to prosper in life, it is your giftings that prospers you. And so your area of expertise, regardless of what education you have, is really your giftings. Your giftings is what God has enabled you to do. And so with the proper training and with even little effort, you are able to excel in those areas and attain wealth in all its dimensions. Without this, Sister Candace, we can spend ourselves, we can be multi-billionaires, but still will not have the satisfaction that our giftings and our callings was meant to bring us. And when I say that, one of the things that saddens me is that you will realize, based on this, that our education system is set up or focused on your career, not your calling. Our education system is set up to help us harness the jobs that we want to do, our professional advancement. But the truth is, our educational system is not set up to help us harness the gifts that God placed in us. And so there are so many unprosperous or unwealthy rich people. There are so many professionals, people who have advanced professionally, who are yet to advance or prosper because they are not honing or harnessing their giftings. And so, Dr. Candace, ideally, our careers or our jobs should reveal, refine, and unlock the abundance of God's giftings in us. That truly is what ideally our education system is supposed to be. That is supposed to help us unlock our giftings and then refine it and reveal the giftings that God put in us. Because it is in doing these things that we come to the place of wealth. Remember, when we talked about the wealthy place, I talked about our ability, our assignment, and God's grace or the anointing of God on our life, regardless of what we find ourselves doing. And so I listed, for example, that as someone, your assignment is to be a politician. And so in this calling or in this gifting of your life, you have an ability to speak eloquently. You have the ability to garner the attention of others. It doesn't mean you should be a preacher. No, you have grace upon your life to be an effective politician. But because our education system is lacking in unlocking and refining these giftings, what we tend to find is that when we see someone do well in these things, if the person is in the church, we say they have to be a preacher. If the person is in the professional world, we say they have to be a speaker, a public speaker, or a motivational speaker. And so we have so many professionally advanced individuals who are suffering in the place of wealth because they are not working in their calling.
And I think it's safe to say that that creates a void. When absolutely. Everything is said and done, there is still this void that is, like you rightfully said, this dissatisfaction. It's like correct. Something is missing in the person. They will never know what it is because they've separated the two, basically, where it should have been merged. In actuality, your career should help unlock your calling, right? Or your gifting.
Yes.
But I'm also thinking here, what if the person's career is not, is so far away from their gift, right? How then can the person, you know, align with your calling to be able to, for it to be unlocked, right? Because of the educational system that you were talking about.
Yes.
It's a path that maybe society has drawn for them or family has drawn for them. Peer pressure has drawn for them, right?
Yes.
So they've gone all this far, far, far away from their gift or their calling. How does one come in alignment, if that makes sense?
Well, Sister Candace, and that is why I said under ideal circumstance, right? Because you find that it is almost like the outlier when you find someone whose career is so aligned with their calling because of the same thing that we are talking about. And so I believe when we talked about number your days, I talked about this briefly there. By the grace of God, we were able to share three or four ways that we can make up time. And I think the two that comes to my mind right away is by mercy, that it is the mercy that attracts favor. And so mercy can catapult you years ahead of time. I don't know if our audience remember, but we really did talk about it at that time. And then one of the other things that we also talked about was engaging knowledge, that it is knowledge that exposes you to the things that fits with your calling. And so regardless of what you are doing by way of career, you are able by knowledge to say that I think I fit better in a different career, and that helps you get into your calling. And I think one of the other ones we talked about was mentorship. I will really employ our audience to go and listen to that recording. I mean, I think I've listened to it twice already. It was a very, very powerful series, Number Your Days, that God helped us there. So to answer your question, I think these are some of the ways. But if we should just leave it to the systems that govern us alone, I don't know how we can help.
Yeah, so, you know, I always say this for listeners to make sure you go back and listen. You know, Dr. Joe is over here scratching his head to help you guys, but I'm like, let them go listen. That's the whole purpose. But, you know, we're saying this and we're laughing alongside it, but this is a very critical aspect of a person's life, right?
Absolutely.
When someone has chosen a path that is so far away from your giftings or your calling. Because, you know, and I think we've most likely talked about this in the past. There's so many things we've talked about, so just excuse me. But when a person is aligned with your calling, this is the make or break of your life, right?
Yes.
You hear motivational speakers talking about find your purpose and this, that, your purpose and that. But it's truly a calling. It's what God has put inside of you that no man can take out of you.
Absolutely.
Things, the little things that you don't even have to try hard enough. Just give it a little bit of you and it can just make you, right? This is a very important, serious, critical issue that we are talking about here. And I really want us to follow along this discussion. So we are going into the types of wealth.
Yes.
Right? Dr. Joe, take us away.
Yes, absolutely. So, Sister Candace, as you were talking, I was just reviewing my notes here. And I have about 7 types of wealth listed. Some of them obviously can be combined. And so for the most part, as I prepared for this conversation, I did mention in the introduction when we did Dynamics of Wealth that I have done a lot of studies on this. I have listened to a lot of messages, sermons, and motivational speakers and financial advisors. And so sometimes you will see many break it into 5 types of wealth, but certainly you can split and slice it any way you want. But I want to be able to dive into most of these things for us to be working towards in attaining wealth. And remember, as we go through these things, if you find yourself excelling in one dimension of wealth, great, kudos to you. But don't tune out. Work towards the other aspects where you might be found wanting. Because at the end of the day, like we said last week, having holistic or full access to wealth is possible. You just have to engage the right principles. The second thing I want our audience to know is that this is not in order of priority. Aside from the very first type of wealth that I will talk about, which is spiritual wealth. Outside this one, all the other types of wealth is not in order of priority. It's really just as they come to mind, I'll just spell it out and then we go, right? Mm-hmm. But spiritual wealth is the highest and the topmost wealth that anyone has to obtain or pursue. Because, Sister Candace, no matter what anyone has in life, if God is not above it, it's futile. No matter what you have, no matter how much you have, no matter how much you amass, if God is not above it, if God is not Lord over it, my dear audience, you have nothing. And this is very important because whatever is above you is your Lord. Whatever you submit to becomes your God. And so no matter what you have, if God is not above what you have, then that thing has become your God and that thing is an idol. And so it is useless. That is why I say that spiritual wealth is the topmost and the most important wealth that anyone has to pursue.
Right. And, you know, Dr. Joe, I'm listening to you speak about spiritual wealth. You haven't, you know, delved into it yet, but... You hear this, if you are someone on a social media platform with this whole Gen Z and this millennials and this whole thing going on, when people say, oh, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. And, you know, and some of these people are talking about crystals, you know, people that do crystals, that's being spiritual, but they know nothing about God, right? We have people who, they just say they believe in a higher power, they believe in something, they don't go to church. They don't know nothing about the Bible. They just love all the religions, Buddhist, whatever, you name it. they're spiritual, right? So when we say someone is spiritual, right, I want you to go into that aspect. Absolutely. As well, because
absolutely,
for the Gen Z listening to this, when they hear spiritual, it means something totally different.
Okay. Right? Thank you so much, Takendis, for drawing my attention to that. And that's actually very, very important. And I'm hoping that our definition that I have here will help bring some clarity to this. Because when we talk about spiritual wealth, we are talking about eternal rest. Mm-hmm. Eternal rest. And so what does eternal rest involve or encompass? It encompasses being born again, which means believing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, being filled with the Holy Spirit, understanding the ways of God, and through that understanding of the ways of God, being transformed by God. This is spiritual wealth. And so when you are born again, that alone is not spiritual wealth. Yes, you have salvation, and so your eternal home is guaranteed. But you must be filled with the Holy Spirit, because he is the one who will teach you and guide you. And so salvation is not the end point when we talk about spiritual wealth. Salvation is the starting point, my dear audience. Being saved, believing in Jesus is where you start. Then you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit then reveals to you the ways of God. And so he says that, I have known your ways, and now I seek your face. Why? Because it is in knowing and understanding the ways of God that we come to the place of encounter. An encounter ought to bring transformation. An untransformed believer or an untransformed Christian is the Christian who will spend their life being defeated. And so, Sister Candace, I mentioned in the beginning that I will try, when I list these various types of wealth, to list what fights against it. What fights against spiritual wealth is Satan himself. Why? Because nothing in this life matters in the long run without eternal rest, no matter what you do. And so Satan will allow you to call yourself spiritual all you want, going into any mediums that you want. But remember, when we talked about the pathway to rest, I shared with you that the greatest security that anyone has in life is the security in Almighty God and the things that are spiritually discerned by his Holy Spirit. If you are discerning anything else, whether through palm reading, whether through consulting a crystal ball, whether through consulting any medium whatsoever, friends, you are not seeking the counsel of God for your life. And the reason why, Sister Candace, sometimes this becomes tricky for many people is because you will find that when you go to these palm readers, they will read your palm, and the things they will tell you will be the same things that a prophet of God will tell you concerning your future. And so people tend to be confused, thinking that these are all representing the Almighty God. But my dear audience, no, that is not true. Let me tell you why people with crystal balls and palm reading and things like that are able to tell your future. They are able to tell because your future is the plan of God for your life. Remember, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So the plans and the thoughts of God, though not all of them, some of them are downloaded in the spiritual realm, and they are waiting to be translated into the physical by engaging the right principles with the help of the Holy Spirit. But it is not only God who works in the spiritual realm. I've said this over and over again because it's important to me and it should be important to you. Satan has access to the spiritual realm, Many other forces, agents of Satan, has access to the spiritual realm. Yes, that includes the palm readers, the crystal ball revealers, and all those people. And so when you go to the palm reader and he tells you the future that a prophet of God revealed to you by the discerning of the Holy Spirit, friends, they are not working for the same person. Accessing information that is readily available. It's just that in our carnal mind, in our physical world, we are not able to discern those things. But anyone who taps into the realm of the spirit can discern them for you. And so I hope this helps explain what spiritual wealth is. It's not a matter of consulting mediums here and there. No, spiritual wealth has to do with being born again. That means Jesus lives in you. You have surrendered your life to Jesus as your savior. Then you are filled by his spirit. And that is what leads you, because it's the Holy Spirit who will bring you to this place of knowing and understanding the ways of God. Remember, I believe it is in John chapter number 14 and chapter 15. He says, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. So without the Holy Spirit filling you, my dear audience, you cannot know the ways of God, let alone understand them. And it is the understanding that brings you into transformation.
Right. And, you know, I like how you explained everything, because this gives a perspective, because whatever you are listening to on Hour of Healing, when we speak about spirituality and God, it's only one God that we are referring to.
Yes.
You know, and we are not here to please anyone, to get listeners or anything like that. So no. I like how you stated it as it is. The spiritual wealth that we are talking about can only be found in Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That type of God is the one we are referring to. Not a different God that you may have. That is different from what we are referring to. So when we keep on listing the types of wealth and you are in all of them, but you don't have this spiritual wealth that we are talking about, then you have it's one thing down. To do. It's right? And the Bible says, taste and see, right? Come and try. But, That's just something I just wanted to add to make it clear that anytime on this platform we're talking about spirituality, godly, here, you know, worshiping, we're not talking about anything else but something that has to do with Jesus. All right.
Yes. Yes. And thank you so much, Sister Candace. I will refer our audience to our recording on the pathway to rest. God gave us a very powerful revelation. And that was that when we talk about finding rest, it is person dependent. And that person we showed you was Jesus. And so I will refer our audience to listen to that recording, and I believe that it will put some more clarity on this for us, so that we all are healed and all are energized in the same way, all right? God bless you for doing that. But, Sister Candace, for the sake of time, I want to probably list one or two more types of wealth, and then we will finish up the types of wealth next week. But as you can already see, these require explanations, and these require that we get it. Because if you don't get it, then the whole purpose is defeated, right? And so what is the second type of wealth that I will list? And again, I remind our audience, this is not in order of priority outside the spiritual wealth. And so the next type of wealth that I will talk about is social wealth. Social wealth. And when we talk about social wealth, we are talking about relationships. Relationships. And this is not only about relationships for success. I know we spent a lot of season 2 talking about obtaining relationships for success. This is not only relationships for success. Relationships has to do with your marriage, your community, your success, your co-workers. Social wealth, Sister Candace, is very, very important, because the one who possesses social wealth is the one who has the opportunity to love, the opportunity to care for themselves and for others, the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to influence, and the opportunity to make impact. This is what social wealth is. And so if you don't have this, then I'm sorry, you are not working in social wealth. If you don't have an opportunity to love, to care for others, to grow, and to help others grow, if you don't have an opportunity to influence people and to make impact, then you are not working in social wealth. Because social wealth proves the quality of your relationships that you have. And so it's important that we understand this. Sometimes people think they are working in wealth, but everything they have has to do with me, myself, and I. Well, my friends, this is hour of healing. If your wealth has to do with me, myself, and I, and my immediate family, then you are not walking in total wealth. You are lacking in social wealth.
Wow. So this brings my attention to how you select the people around you, how you allow the Holy Spirit. And this really goes back to why you said the spiritual wealth should be the priority or the top, because in order to be able to have that social wealth, you need the Holy Spirit, which comes from the spiritual wealth, to lead you to the right places and to the right people, right?
Absolutely.
And, there are people who make statements. I always go back to the world we live in, right? But people are burned by people. People are betrayed by people. People have, gone through things with the friends they picked. And so they've resolved to me, myself, and I. And, like this new year coming up, it's going to be someone's new year resolution. It's just me. I'm just thinking about me. I'm just doing me, right? But here is the case where the question is, who was leading you, right?
Yes.
And what was leading you? And so it's very, very important to really get this top spiritual wealth thing in check before you try to, because then you'll go through certain hurts and pains that you may turn around and say, I listened to Hour of Healing and this is what they encouraged me to do. And I did it. And this is what came out of it. But no, what we're saying, this is why the spiritual wealth is very important, because there is nothing you can do right for it to work for you if you take the top one out of it.
Absolutely. And again, Sister Candace, as you were talking, it just kept reminding me of our conversation on Number Your Days, right? That is so amazing how God does these things. That we started the year with this huge topic, dynamics of wealth, being the goal. And I look back, I believe 2 weeks ago, I was going through the various topics. And I kid you not, topic after topic after topic led to this point. Even though we did not plan it that way. But it goes to talk about when the Spirit of God is leading you.
It's in place.
That it is precept upon precept upon precept. Line upon line upon line. And so you hit the nail right on the head. If you skip spiritual wealth and start looking for social wealth, you will find yourself in the wrong company. And what does the Bible say? Wrong company corrupt good manners, right? I believe it's in the book of Proverbs that it says that the friend of the fools will become foolish. It's not a matter of me. No, you will become what you surround yourself with. And so thank you so much, Dr. Candace, for that powerful input. And before I even go to the third type of wealth and briefly talk about it, I want to talk about what challenges or attacks social wealth. And get ready for this. Yeah. What attacks social wealth the most is our character. Character is what attacks social wealth. And so if you find yourself not working in social wealth, check your character. For the sake of time, let's jump right into the next
one. No, we're not jumping anywhere.
And dear audience, for the sake of time, I was trying to skip talking about character, but Sister Candace won't let me. So I will talk briefly about character. And those of you who are actually friends with me on Facebook for years now, since I believe 2012 or whenever that I got on Facebook, the details about my life is actually about a poem that I wrote, and it is entitled Character. And so when you go to my Facebook bio, it really talks about what character is. And so I'm going to basically just read from my Facebook profile here. And I say that character, I have become the teenage pregnancy that many wish to hide. I spring forth, yet to master me is like gazing at a shooting star. I am unpredictable, but undeniable. I am unstoppable, but unpreventable. Oh, hey. I am what makes you you and no one else. In other words, I define you uniquely. I can make you and I cannot make you depending on how you handle me. This is how my bio starts on Facebook. And so what is character? I say character, the C stands for the culture that shapes you. The H, the home that you are affiliated with. The A, your ability to respect. The R stands for respect that you give and not demand. The A stands for the attitude that you have towards those who don't have the things that you do have. The C stands for the choices that you make. The T, your ability to tolerate people and be fair. The E stands for your efficiency and your ability to produce. The R stands for your resilience and your ability to rise from falling. And so I say that I am character. This, my dear audience, is what character is. This was impressed on my heart back in 2007. I was sitting in class looking at things that everybody around me was doing. And these things just started unfolding in my spirit. And so what I ended up writing under this poem as a signature is that I am character. It's either you master me or I break you. Either you master me or I break you. Or, my dear audience, your character, if you don't harness it and master it, will break you, because you can never walk in social world without mastering this thing called character.
That was powerful. I'm going to use that. I'm going to go right on Dr. Joe's page and take that whole thing. And I really wish we can break it down by C, by H, by A, by R. You know where I'm going with this. But yes. And, you know, when he mentioned that what fights social wealth is character, it just, I'm sitting here, but if it's like in an action movie, you'll see like a whole wind blew me out of my seat. That's how I felt. Because I was not thinking of that coming. Like, that's what he's going to say, fight social wealth. And to think about it is so, so, so true. And I think one of the mistakes that we make as people is not see this as the fight, but rather people as the fight, right? If we see character as something that is fighting against our social wealth, we'll be able to, you know, come back within ourselves to see, is it my character or is it someone else's character? But we are very quick to see people for people rather than see people for their character and their nature, so whatever you want to call it. So this is very, very powerful. And I'm seeing areas of my life where it's like people's attitude and my attitude clashes with people and things don't work out. And it's just, and you, when you think about it, it's little things.
Yes.
But then people cannot work with you because of a certain character or attitude. You know, as you're listening to me, just think within your life. Because whilst I'm speaking, I'm thinking about aspects of areas of my life where it's like, it could be the littlest things. It could be a class project. It could be, and you know, when people say, I'm not good with working in groups or doing group projects, it's your character.
Yes. Yes.
It's your character. You can't work with nobody, right? And it's so many aspects of life. It's just so many areas, like even driving. It goes as far as even driving. Road rage is character. Yeah. Like I'm seeing, oh my God, this is really an attack. Character is really an attack on social world. But yeah, so I'll just hand it back to Dr. Joe as he, you know, wraps us off. We were going to go into one more, but looking at where time is going, you know, we try to really compress it so that you can really pay attention and listen to it fully. So it won't be, it's hour of healing, but you know, your attention is far more important to us than the time. Yeah. Okay. So we'll leave you guys here until next week. We'll continue on into the rest of the seven, I believe Dr. Joe says seven types of wealth.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Candace, for that input. And yes, I agree that for the sake of time, we will wrap up here. But audience, don't go anywhere. Next week, we are back with the rest of the types of wealth. And I kid you not, this is a very powerful, powerful things that God is helping us acquire. And I believe that our lives will be blessed because of it. And so don't forget to follow us on our social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We have all the videos on YouTube. When we go on our retreat, I will upload every video from this year into Hour of Healing Facebook platform. So you will be able to see all the videos there. I know we have a few there, but not all of them. But please, 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 don't forget to join us next week as we dive into the other types of wealth. And then, if time permits, we will go into how to become wealthy. God bless you so much for spending this time with us. We will see you same time next week. Bye-bye.